mixed up here. Firstly, how can I follow Marcus? And then after me is Jane Sunley, who I've also seen speak before, is incredibly passionate and enthusiastic about everything she does. So I think I've got the middle bit. It's the sort of not very nice bit between the lovely bit of sandwich, taking the analogy a little bit further. I'm going to start straight away because I'm just a bit conscious of time. And what I'm looking at is professionalism. So just very quickly, what I'd like you to do, ordinarily if I was running this in a workshop with a couple of hours, I'd allow you to work in small groups, etc. But I just want you to fire a few comments, if you can, or your understanding of professionalism. And what I mean by that is, what you consider by the term professionalism, what does it mean? So Anne's very, it's like countdown conundrum, isn't it? You're going to say it and then Anne's going to note it down. So vowel or consonant. If you could just, anyone, just someone start, please, that'd be great. What you understand by professionalism? Anyone? What does it mean to you?
Behaviour?
Okay, thank you. So let's get that. Anyone else?
Standards.
Okay, so we've got behaviour, standards. Thank you.
Credibility.
Sorry?
Credibility.
Credibility. What, of the individual or... Okay, thank you, Jo.
Knowledge.
Knowledge. Who said knowledge? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Attitude.
Attitude. That was very interesting because Marcus was talking about a lot of these things, actually, and thank you. So just a few more, maybe. Anyone?
On time.
On time. So all those sort of professional sort of being on time, appropriately dressed, all of that sort of stuff. Thank you.
Quality.
Confidentiality, and maybe one more because I think Anne's going to run out. Sorry, and there was one...
Experience,
right, thank you. So, thank you, Anne. So what we've got here, we've got a few sort of snapshots, and I appreciate you haven't necessarily had time to think about this in depth. But one thing I want to do, I'm going to come back to some of these, because I really want to talk about what we mean, if you like, by professionalism. And this is sort of quite academic, as you might expect, but I just want to set the scene a little bit, really, because studies of professionalism and the professions is fairly recent. It is actually the 1920s when there started to be this sort of distinction between people working, if you like, and the professions having this sort of care or this service aspect. And what was interesting there, Marcus touched on a few things about that. He was talking about service and that desire. So there seems to be this separation if you're working in an occupation or if you're in a profession. Then there was this sort of categorization of what they called the key professions. So they looked at law and also the clergy, academics, interestingly enough, and also doctors. And if you talk to most people, they're generally regarded as one of the key professions. Subsequently, there have been issues around professions and professional and professionalism being somehow set apart from normal sort of work jobs. And it's quite interesting that Johnson did quite a lot of work on that, and also about power, about the power that professions have. So this is sort of just setting the scene into what maybe we mean by professions, what we mean by professionalism. Now, some of you, this is very interesting because we're already starting to pick up on some of these, knowledge. And a key aspect that comes through quite a lot about professionalism is knowledge. And Marcus was talking earlier about the fact about what Chantal Nicholson, who's running the Gilbert Scott, that she brought to the table some quite interesting things, some level of knowledge that he recognised that his people in his professional situation didn't have. So knowledge is an important one. So that was interesting that you picked that up. Then there was this bit about actually professions and professionalism having some sort of control over their work and about having something distinct that other businesses or other occupations maybe didn't have. So a good example of that actually is a lot of Larson's work, which is based about lawyers and what lawyers do and how they distance themselves as professions and professionalism. Okay? Then Friedson, again, this level of three sort of things coming out there, really. One is higher level of knowledge. Now, Marcus earlier was talking about the fact that his chefs have a certain level of knowledge, but he was talking about Chantal and also Shona from Sheffield Hallam. bringing along a level of knowledge, a higher level of knowledge that maybe graduates bring, and to sort of sets them apart in terms of professionalism. This monopoly. So if you've got this knowledge, that makes you distinct and separate maybe from some other people or some other groups of people that maybe don't have that. So you start to have a monopoly. And very, very important is autonomy. Marcus was talking about the fact that he, when he went to, and I thought this is very interesting, when he went to the Gilbert Scott, he had in his mind that Chantel was going to run that. And he had in his mind that Chantel had all this higher level of knowledge, sort of professionalism that could bring to the table. And that what he also gave her was a great deal of autonomy. And I've been to the Gilbert Scott, and when I've spoken to her, that was one of the things that she said really struck her, was the fact that Marcus had said, it is your baby, you are running this, okay? So autonomy is very, very important. And I'm going to come back to these things and see how this links to hospitality in a moment. And I think this is a really interesting sort of definition because it picks out a few things. This is just one definition of professionalism. So sorry about the amount of text. There's no other way I can do it. But I've highlighted the key points, really. One is about standards, really, to have. And we had this. So this is really interesting that you pick out a few points here. And we sort of subconsciously know it, that standards are very important ones. Second one on the list there. That we need a knowledge base. We've also picked out that one there. We need knowledge of some sort. There's also this bit about collegial or peer relationships. Now, we didn't necessarily get that, but there are issues there about attitude. We had punctuality, all of those sorts of things. Marcus did talk about a team, about having a team and working together in that way, his whole sort of collectiveness. And also this final thing, which is really about service, in the interests of our customers or the clients, whichever term you want to use, which is very, very important. And I think that's probably very relevant, of course, in hospitality. And hospitality management is about the client, the customer service, looking after them as being the most sort of altruistic things. So this is just one definition, but I think it's quite interesting because it touches on some of the things. I didn't know what you were going to say, but just looking at those, it's quite interesting that some of them relate. So just on that, then, what is hospitality? So I'm going to look at hospitality, and I'm also going to look at hospitality management. So an interesting Oxford Dictionary definition is about this disposed to welcome people, entertainment to strangers or guests. So I think a lot of us would probably relate to that about being hospitality. If you go to Marcus Waring at the Barclay, it is awesome, the service, the whole thing, the attention to detail, everything. So in a way, you know, they are very hospitable. That's what it's about. So again, coming back to the Shanker definition about your clients, about being hospitable. Also, be acting and behaving in a friendly manner, which we would hope would work, unless you're drawing on from the sort of Fawlty Towers school of hospitality, which is obviously goes the other way. So just building on that, I quite like this one here about the clients and residents and making them comfortable. But it talks here about humane professions. I'm not quite sure what humane means. But in this sense, what I understand, it's about really looking after the guest, feeling welcoming and friendly towards them, and being an old profession, that it's sort of based in something that goes right back. But just building on from that, though, and I think this is where we start to get the fact that this is a business activity, that hospitality is fine, but we need some sort of hospitality management. And these are the courses that we run. We run hospitality management courses. And what it's about is introducing into professionalism the fact that we need to have some sort of management in here because it's about business. So it's a physiological and psychological factors, but the fact that it's a business. And this is what it's about. Marcus spoke earlier, and one of the other questions I was going to ask, but we ran short of time, was really, to what extent does he feel that the knowledge of finance and business is important? Now, when he was speaking to Stephen and I a little bit earlier, he was saying it's absolutely crucial. So hospitality and being professional and professionalism cannot be removed from the fact that it's a business. So we're in the business of being hospitable, if you like, and we need to do that in a sort of professional way. So again, just a couple of other examples here about the application of management concepts to it. So we're taking hospitality and we're applying management to it. And as I said earlier, I've known Marcus, you know, 9 years now. I know him very, very well. And for me to talk to him now and see how he sees things now is unbelievably different to when I first knew him. And Gordon and Angela Hartnett and people like that. How those restaurants were run, these sort of management aspects. So professionalism to them at the time wasn't about this. It was about, you mentioned there, about being punctual and all of these sorts of things. So that's one level, if you like, but you can take it a stage further. And about this business of food and drink and accommodation. So, just building on this, one of the key things, I've carried out some empirical research, so I've interviewed people and asked them around about professionalism in relation to hospitality management. And these are some of the quotations, if you like, that have stemmed from that, and I think it's quite interesting. Integrity comes through behaviour. And over here, we've got a few of these, actually. We've got about credibility. I think, Jane, did you mention that one? Yeah, that wasn't prime, by the way. It's like one of those audience things where you say, oh, we don't know each other. Well, we do, actually, but credibility is really important. And I think that sort of comes out there, that it's about your behaviour. And this is one of the things I want to get about professionalism, because you tend to think of it as being just about being smart, just about being on time and things like that. But it's far more than that. So there's that bit there about credibility. Not just, and this is one of the quotes there, this person said, it's not just what they do, really, but it's the way that they do it. And I didn't know exactly how Marcus was going to respond to these questions, but just looking at this, and I knew this was coming, it's actually quite interesting he said that. He said it's about how they comport themselves. They don't necessarily need to be the most skilled person, but actually to be, professionalism for him is about this attitude, about how they go about things, that they approach it in the right way. So I think that's really, really interesting, because, you know, this is the message I'm trying to get across. Professionalism is not just about the basics, it's about this higher level thing. And there are a couple of other things. Team working. Now, I know that's a bit of a cliche, we work as a team, but personal awareness, and I think we had this about standards there, about attitude, about quality of the individual, and they're all mirrored here. You know, this is what it's all about, actually. And knowledge, and again, we keep coming back to the fact that we need knowledge. This is what, you know, it's all about when you're studying. It's about building up a level of knowledge that you probably wouldn't generally have if you hadn't studied at the university. It's about learning about how to comport yourself, how to, when you're on placement and subsequently working, how you can work as a team. But we need to apply that knowledge. And again, coming back to what Marcus was saying he recognises that he doesn't know. Building on from your question, what are your aspirations? He doesn't really know exactly how it's going to be, but what he wants, actually, is graduates who he regards as being professional, who can adapt to this, who can apply their knowledge in the future, because they can't know everything at this point. Just a couple more, and then that will bring it to a close. But about this self-motivation, and I think Marcus talked about it. He was very candid, actually, wasn't he? And he said it's difficult to imagine, because something Marcus said, and there's been a few tears there. It's quite hard to imagine Marcus, or I remember in my day, Marcus or Gordon crying in the sun. But they have done. So it's about this self-motivation, about keep going in this industry, and being self-motivated. And also passionate. And a key thing, and I think Marcus picked up on it as well, about being passionate. Professionalism is about being passionate and sort of rising above that general level, going right back to that first bit in the 1920s there by Tawney, who was talking about there's something about this service ethic that takes you much further than just a general person working, if you like. And this a couple more quotes, but it's our job as professionals to kind of make sure that you are not just motivating yourself and passionate, but willing to motivate others. So, very important. Penultimate one. Level of integrity. So this is coming through again. We talked about this. Passion, knowledge, and build on trust in others. And one of the key things that we come across, sometimes students, if they do placement and they leave early, they don't put that through, we need to ensure that for professionalism to occur, that there's this real level of trust. Marcus trusts Chantal Nicholson with a multi-million pound business. Marcus trusts, as he pointed out earlier, Shona. She's only in her mid-20s. You know, she left Sheffield Hallam only a few years ago. Already, he's sitting here and he trusts her. And that's what professionalism is about. Not just, you know, the normal things that we would associate. And that was regarded as being incredibly important. So, finally then, it's about how others see you as professional. It's very interesting, Marcus was talking about the Savoy. I actually did my placement at Claridge's in London, and then I went back and worked another year at Claridge's, and then I worked at the Savoy, amongst other places. And what was really important there, no one ever told you this, but there was just something that came through. There's a level of professionalism that was all about how you comported yourself, how you were, and how others see you. And I think that's very, very important. Thank you very much for listening.